Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ends, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, sitting right across the desk from me today, wearing a beret and a scarf and a Monsieur Marceau mime face, is Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
I come to Mike after I get out of box.
He's trapped in a box, and now he's going down an escalator. He's coming up an elevator, and he's going back down a staircase. Wow. He just can't stay put. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I guess I didn't really have to do all that since nobody can see us.
I liked it. The energy was there. It was method. It comes through the recording.
Bonjour. Good. I would like to dedicate this episode to lipstick, which is very important in the Dolly.
I want to dedicate this podcast episode to mental health and draperies. And if you can take a moment to sew "Don't Worry, Be Happy" into a drape, then you know you're helping someone.
That Bobby McFerrin, one of the greatest psychologists on earth.
Of our time.
Yeah.
It's Real Girlfriends in Paris. You know, this show, I feel like we only have a few episodes left with it. I think We're probably never going to get it to a second season. I don't think they were at BravoCon. I think Aja
was.
I feel like Aja went to it, but was she actually an invited guest?
They better have let her in somewhere. I mean, who does that? If you're on a show on Bravo, they better at least, you know, give you a free ticket or something.
Yeah, like, do you want to promote your shows?
Bravo. No, but
they've tried, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell. I mean, the Real Girlfriends, I don't think they even got beyond being bartenders on Watch What Happens Live. They were bartenders. They weren't even guests on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Sad.
Not cool, guys.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool. But anyway, you know, we will still carry the torch for this show for while we have it. La Lumière.
La Lumière.
La Lumière. I don't know if that, I think that's torch.
I mean, I love it.
So. I love it too.
Thanks for everything you're giving us, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for teaching us about French culture and fashion. And also, I was like, they just gave a big old gift to Ronnie this week because they brought in Victoria's mom. And I was like, this is a Ronnie character. This is a Ronnie character.
Honey!
If I ever saw one.
Whoa, it looks like a clean New Orleans.
I was like, you know, if we had not had the images of you as Nancy DeBobo from Snapchat, I'd be like, this is Nancy. This is Nancy DeBobo.
And I like that Victoria is always like, yeah, me and my mom don't like really agree on things. And so I was always kind of expecting her mom to be kind of a snotty, like, country club lady. I don't know what I was picturing, but just to see her be so sweet, be like, honey, she's like, mom, fuck off, die, mom, god.
Yeah, I thought the mom was gonna be like Mama D or even just Deandra or something like that, but then it's just just like, hey, honey, hey, I noticed they're all speaking French. You're just kidding, I know, we're in Paris.
I just got it, French fries. Were those invented here? Never thought of that before. Hey, hope you don't mind, I brought you a banjo. They wanted you to have it from church. God, he said no one had rhythm like your child. No?
Now, I never said I was ever going to French kiss my child because that is amoral, but does that what they do call it here since we are in Paris?
I kissed my daughter in Paris. Is that a sin? Is that a French kiss?
Hey, where do they do the Amelie movie? yeah, so she was here, and I also had a thought about something else, but it has now suddenly escaped me. Oh, I also had another.
Is it gone? Well, guess where I'm going tonight? A cheesery.
Wow.
Because I'm going to celebrate this fucking show since nobody else will.
I normally do get a baguette these days because I swear to God, it's not a baguette. I mean, a croissant. 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 Sorry, everyone. That was so demonic. But I normally do because I honestly, like, one of the real joys of this show for me is I just love looking at Paris. It's so beautiful, and I just want to, like, be like Anya and eating croissants on the side. But I had a realization, speaking of Mama D, etc. I was like, Anya is basically just kind of like an upscale Leanne Locken, right? She's basically, she's not a carny, but she's from like she's like a New York carny or something. She's like, I came from nothing and now I'm here in Paris and I'm just trying to organize lots of things together. She's basically trying to like...
They're just hands.
Yeah.
But they work quite well.
I did poop in a basket once. But she's trying to like organize all these like high society things, but she herself is from like very humble outsider origins. And I was like,
yes,
she is kind of like
similar. Alter, yes,
like a sliding doors Leanne Locken.
She's a very fake it till you make it but admit that you fake it, which I think is something new on Bravo, which yeah. I really like. But yeah, I can see that. But she looks kind of like a younger Deandra Simmons. I mean, it still all goes back to Dallas, right?
Yeah, she's an everything everywhere all at once Leanne Locken.
Yeah.
So anyway, with that being said, let's dive into this. So it opens up with Victoria and her boss Jenny at
Jenny's
like,
hi.
So happy and like a little concerned that like maybe I've hired the wrong people for my brand and I'm just trying to keep the rage in. And another phone call from my mom saying, are you ever going to meet a man and have a child? And I say, no, mom, I'm following my dreams, which apparently isn't good enough for you. So yeah, let's channel that into picking out a fabric.
Can we talk about the timeline? Because as you know, I'm really stressed. I need everything finalized by the first, and if the first samples were better, we would be in a better place, but we're not in a better place because the samples weren't right.
Yeah, I guess that maybe, Victoria, when you decided to get samples from Craigslist in Milwaukee, I guess maybe that wasn't a good idea. So, oh, I guess you have to sew all these things together, Victoria.
And Victoria's like, we were already supposed to receive these samples from our distributors, and they are far from being on par with what they need to be.
Yeah, like, we're not going to show the people this whole new launch of Chloe Collette things that are going and that aren't going to be Chloe Collette, okay? They completely missed the mark on the fabric, the fit, and the designs. There could not be more things wrong right now.
I gave up birthing children for this, so I'm going to need to work this out, okay?
Well, now we're in, like, this predicament where I personally, babe, have to sew everything, babe, from scratch, babe, to get it right, babe, because we're not going to go to a show with something that, with Chloe Collette's super famous, important brand name on it if it's not perfect, babe.
Well, we need someone who can help, so I want you to think long and hard, which I don't do anymore because I completely gave up penis for this job. But I'm going to need to think long and hard for someone, maybe from school, from Parsons, not New York, which is disgusting, but Paris, who can help you.
Listen, Lara's been giving me stink eye in the office all week long because I gave her your job, or you took her job, whatever it is. I have to deal with her passive aggression right now, so take care of it. Okay, bye. I love Jenny. She needs to be on it more.
Jenny is just so tightly wound with that just smile.
Her inner rage is so perfectly restrained. Oh, it's my favorite thing ever.
So then we go over to Emily's house with Emily making up some kind of a guest plate. I'm not really sure. It's like an open can of tuna fish, a bar of soap, and a paper towel. Not really sure what she's going for over there.
I kind of love this. I mean, one thing I do love about this show is it does remind me of being like 22 or 23 and trying to do fancy things and just failing time and time again. So she's trying to put together some little thing. And then like Aja and Anya are outside down on the street and they're like, Emily, Emily. And she comes to the door, the window. She's like, hi. And Aja's like, your door's broken. She's like, okay, I'm going to come on down. I'm going to come on down. She's like, stop yelling. It's so American.
Also, I have to say the show, you know, is really highlighting France's inability to fix windows and doors. I mean, everything. Is there anything that opens here? I mean, I just imagine children all over Paris like, let them out, please.
I mean, I've
done Italian children, especially because they're used to working doors.
I definitely feel like I've heard many stories about like A, the French bureaucracy, and B, like the French service industry in terms of, or not service, but plumbers, electricians, builders, things like that, and how it's like basically going to war to try to get anything done with any of them. And yeah. You really see it on this show.
You really
like,
do.
Casey is like a victim of the French bureaucracy. Well, herself too. She's a victim of herself, but the French bureaucracy was not going to help her.
So Victoria and Margot are hanging out at Victoria's house, and Victoria's like we had to move everything because like I have to like sew everything by hand, like with a needle made from one of my fingernails that I bit off, because like I have sheer terror running through my veins, and like literally I'm doing everything by myself.
There's like literally not enough hours in the day.
And Marco's like, oh, my little workaholic.
I wonder what that's like. So now at the other household, so Aja and Anya and Emily are having brunch, and it's like a disaster. Like Anya's like, she's like, so did you heat up the bellinis? And I was like, you have to do that? She's like, yes, you have to heat up your bellinis.
And Emily goes, is this caviar? And she holds up a baby tomato.
It's like, that's a baby tomato, man. Okay, that's not, it's a plum tomato.
I was just like, I think I'm going to give these glasses a little bit of a rinse. And he's like, oh, is mine dirty? Oh, yes, little black spots.
And Emily's like, that's hilarious.
And then they try to cut the cheese with this, like, little, like, knife from the dollar store. And, like, the knife, the blade, like, bends backwards. And they're like, is this a switchblade?
And Emily really does laugh like Marge Simpson. She's like,
call me. And the table is wobbling.
So Emily's like, the party was great the other day. Like, it was a perfect Anya party. Like, there were no dildos or strippers. So it was, like, perfect for her.
And they're like, I'm glad. I mean, could you even find a stripper down there in Cannes? And so
Anya's like, not in January.
So then Aja's like, okay, real talk. Do you guys think that we'll be invited back to Cannes ever? And Emily's like, yeah, I thought that we were really civil. And I think that Marco probably appreciated it when I put paper bags up as drapes in the bedroom.
And I'll just like, yeah, but like the girl stayed without us. And I would like to have been invited even if I said no, because I really wanted to come see Alex.
And she's like, yeah, I was just like a little rude. And then Victoria came up to us after hours and was like, by the way, I'm staying. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, normally you guys would stay too, but we couldn't afford the cost of the flight. And I was like, that's bizarre, because you didn't even ask if we'd be fine to pay for our own flights. So basically production was paying for their flights, right? And then they, it was, guess, like, it was like, if you want to stay longer, then you have to pay your way back.
Yeah, because if Margo was paying for the flights and they're still complaining, that's kind of rude, you know?
That's kind of funny, though, that like, here's Margo, who spent her entire season talking about, yeah, it's just like really hard because like my dad just keeps buying me Chanel bags, and like it's hard to get forward in life when your dad keeps buying things. My dad has the like, biggest art collection.
Thanks, prison warden. Thanks, prison warden.
Thanks, prison warden. Anyway, oh my god, let's go to my house in the south of France, one of our many properties. My dad used to own newspapers. He actually owns the copyright on the term newspaper. Oh, sorry, I can't pay for your flight.
Yeah. We should go to my house in Cannes, otherwise known as my prison.
My summer. Do you want to go to my summer prison?
You guys want to go to summer jail?
The refrigerator works there.
So Emily's like, yeah, I completely and 100% agree. And she has that look on her face like she's going to immediately go tell these other girls.
Like, you can tell she will.
Yeah, she's like, guess whose side I'm going to be on? Theirs, because guess who can pay for drapes?
Them. So then Aja is like, I just don't like being lied to. And, you know, she understands that Margot and Victoria have been friends for longer, but she's like, but I thought the whole point of this trip was to bond all together. It's like, no, you're on Bravo. The point of that trip is for you guys to tear each other's hair out.
So then they're all completely misunderstanding each other, right? Because then we go over to Victoria and Margot, and Victoria's like, Yeah, like, I really put a lot of effort into, like, hosting for Anya. And Margot says, yeah, like, I throw this fucking crazy shindig, and what do I get? I get you listening to them saying, Margot did this, and Margot did that. Like, we don't have specific quotes. But they were talking shit about us.
But I'll tell you, if I did have a specific quote, and it had to do with mental health, I would be embroidering it into a slip dress right now.
And Victoria's like, yeah, they were talking about us laughing. And then we
see the flashback.
It's you so two benign. Are such idiots, okay? She was not making fun of you at all. She's like, you know, I said champagne, and then she said, that's my second favorite kind of pain. And then I was like, what? Pawn? Because I thought she meant bread, like pawn. Like, bitches, I hope they die in their sleep.
Yeah, well, because I think that Victoria is used to being like the cool girl, like the popular one in the center of things. And she heard people laughing and she wasn't part of it. And she heard her name through the wall. So she just automatically, like, her insecurity in that moment of like her position in life being totally upended just made her go like bonkers. And that's what this is.
And she also made it sound like they were partying without her all night. Like they just said, go to bed. And they were partying, but they were sleeping in the same room laughing before bed. Like what? Come on now. So Victoria tells us it was painful because like these girls are becoming like my family. And you know, when she wants pity, she like, she does family. This like pity face. Like mm-hmm. She tilts her head and nods. She's like, yeah. So it was like having family turn on you and laughing at you behind closed doors. Like, and that is the worst way you could laugh at anybody. I mean, door open is still mean, but closing it, whoa.
Hold on, I'm getting a call from my mom, who's part of my family. Not now, Mom. Oh, I don't have the time. Mother. I'm on TV. I'm on television. Family, am I right?
So she's like, yeah, like was equivalent like something we had done, something super wrong. And Margo's like, yeah, you know what, it's just a bummer that that's the outcome of this weekend.
Yeah, so Emily's saying, hey, but guys, like, why do you think they felt the need to lie? And Aja says, well, I think that Victoria did that on her own. Like, she probably didn't want to be confrontational because she thought it would be easier. Like, people white lie all the time to preserve people's feelings, but she's just sort of like went about it the wrong way.
Honestly, it is like so important to me that every kind of relationship or friendship has honesty. And if it's a silly lie, then what are the other lies? I don't love that. There's a lot of lies.
little lies. That's my new HBO series. Tiny little lies. So I'm just like, I'm too old for this. Actually, I'm not too old for this, but my fashion style is.
Yeah. They're talking about being, you know, disregarded by the other girls and having their feelings hurt like it's in high school. And she's got a broken egg on her shirt. That's her
shirt. I have just egg got on egg. My face. Or actually on my brooch.
I got egged on the way over here.
And I like Emily saying, it feels like I'm back in high school. I'm like, you're 22 and you have a knife that's so cheap it bends backwards when it touches Brie. So now we go to...
Oh my God, hold on. Let's give this scene some respect.
Thank you, please.
We're going to fucking Sonia Raquel.
Sonia Raquel. It's fucking fashion week, as Kelly Catrone used to say. It's fucking fashion week. One of my biggest regrets is that Kel on Earth came out before Watcher Crappens ever existed, because man,
that was amazing. Kel on Earth, cry outside.
Just like the best version of all of this. So wonderful. So Sonia fucking Raquel. And we see Emily in a showroom, and she has like a tape measure out, and it looks like, at first we don't know what's going on, so it looks like she's using a tape measure to measure hems. I just started to laugh because she's like, tape measure, and she's like measuring a hem, and then she's like measuring the windows, and I was like, what B-roll are they capturing right now?
And we think this is just like a little scene of Emily at work, right? So she's like, well, I'm measuring here and I'm going to like do draperies because like no draperies does not sit right with the daughter of an interior designer. And look at this doll cozy. Look at this. Because she's talking on the phone to Anya.
Well, she's FaceTiming with Anya and this is so obnoxious. She gets on with Anya and she goes, oh my God, you're in a closet too? So am I. Anya is in her like negative 3 square foot, you know, apartment closet with like all these like jackets like surrounding her head. And Emily's in the Sonia fucking Raquel showroom and be like, I'm in a closet too. You Me fucking and you bitch. Are the same kid. You fucking bitch.
But also, what designer walks into a completely white showroom that looks gorgeous? I mean, at least the architecture of it. And it's like, you know what, you need curtains. Like, no, you don't.
My mom has an interior design company in New Jersey. You need drapes.
Trust me.
Okay, so.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she's like laughing. And then we go to Margot, who is with her friend Maria, who's going to basically do everything for Margot's business.
Yeah.
And Margo's like, so should I start or should you start, Maria? We should talk percentages because, like, you're definitely part of this brand.
And she's like, okay, so here's this and this. And Margo's like, well, I got to figure out colors because it's going to be the death of me because I love colors so much. You know what I love? Colors.
And Maria's like, well, we have to choose fabrics first. And she goes, but we chose silk.
She goes, yeah, no, babe, there's different kinds of silk. Oh,
hard.
This colors, is hard. Colorful silk, because I love color and I love silk with color.
Lots of silk. I need time to digest this. There's like a lot of, I need to sleep. Can I take a nap here? You know, you do mind.
So she tells us, oh, this was funny too. She describes her history with fashion. She goes, all of my like late adolescence and early 20s, I was very tunnel visioned on working in fashion. I was like, late adolescence and early 20s. Like, so when I was like 11 and 12, and then again when I was 21, I stopped being tunnel visioned when I was a teenager. Unless Margot's considering her teenage years her late adolescence, which is hilarious.
Well, was she saying she worked in fashion?
No, she was tunnel visioned in working in
fashion. Oh my God. So you weren't even working in fashion? Because at first I thought she said she was working in fashion. And I was like, you were? Since when? Well, she wasn't. She was just thinking about it that whole time.
Yeah,
listen, like I was totally tunnel visioned and wanting to do something.
Being a 13-year-old who is just tunnel visioned about fashion, like I watched Devil Wears Prada so many times. But then she says she did intern and she goes like, I interned more and more and more and just started to hate the industry because guess what? I work for someone who didn't like color. I couldn't be like that.
I always said, if I ever go back into fashion, it's going to be because I created something myself. It's like, oh, okay. You're
or okay. You said, I like that sketch. Make it.
I love people who don't work in fashion. They're like, the only way I'm ever going to work in fashion is if I'm the designer. Like, fashion takes no work.
Yeah, don't have to like work your way up there.
Yeah.
So she goes, you know what? Like, I definitely think this is an idea that I'm going to stick with.
Slip I love dresses. That kind of motivation. Yeah. I think this is possibly maybe the idea that I could possibly tunnel vision stick with. Maybe. I'm going to tunnel vision that.
I think a slip dress that's a color and made of silk is something that I'm going to stick with. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
So Maria's like, oh, look at this. See, this one is stretchy, you see? And she's like, oh my God. Okay, here's what we have to do. We're going to have to like try stretchy, but then also not stretchy. And we'll see which one is better. Well done. Jesus Christ.
Like, you...
I'm proud of you. I'm just proud as hell.
I think that's the whole spectrum there. She's like, yeah, even though I went to university for fashion, there's no other person I could think of that would be better person to collaborate with than Maria because she just draws things and I say yes and she gets it because I'm the rich one.
Okay, so Maria, I want to do like ankle length mini minis. And then I want to do like classic 90s shape. Like I want people being like, oh my God, Monica, like seriously. And then like something to do with mental health, because like small embroideries, maybe.
That have like a saying of some sort, like, don't worry, be happy. I literally let out the biggest laugh when she said that. Like,
I mean, I'm trying here, Margo, okay? I'm trying with you.
No, something with mental health, like hang in there. And then maybe can you embroider like a paw, because it's like a cat hanging onto your slip dress?
You know, I was going through a really hard time until I found a slip dress. Don't worry, be happy. Changed my life.
I was sitting there on the curb, my feet in the gutter, the slop water going over my ankles, and I was thinking, what am I doing with this life? And as I looked down to see where my tears were flowing, they just landed on a little embroidery that said, chin up. And I thought, yeah, my life has changed.
Yeah, one time my cat died, and I didn't think I was ever going to get over it. And then I looked down at my dress and it said, hang in there, which actually depressed me more. All right, Maria, we're going to need to rethink these sayings.
I actually have a cat allergy, so I'm allergic to that motivation.
Can't think of a cat poster. So then Anya's apartment. So she's working and her little dog, Zsa-Zsa's watching. And she's talking to some co-founder of some company, right? So like, Leticia. She's obviously
someone named Leticia.
So some fancy company. And she's like, hello, am I up you, darling? And she's like, okay, well, thanks for hopping on a call with me. I know I shared on my email how the brand could have an opportunity with these lifestyle, food, art, people, dog, plate, knife, amusement, shawl, carport events that I'm putting together.
Everything is at stake if Maison Firestone event doesn't turn out as I hoped. Because my job as an art curator is to decide what art, what food, what plates, what carrots...
What baby carriages? Which light giraffes?
Bulbs, giraffes, light bulbs, giraffes that can screw in light bulbs, how they all go together.
For this immersive home experience.
And so the lady's like, well, you know, our artists are core of the brand. She goes,
oh, yeah. Well, another point beyond creative is getting the right people in front of your consumers. Are you interested in coming in as a sponsor and providing table settings?
She's like,
for free? Grappy?
How do you say amateur in French? Oh, that's easy. It's actually just amateur. Yes, yes. Listen, well, we discussed with the press office and the designer, and honestly, the timing is so short and definitely not the right one for us. So, you know, I explained what this was, and then, you know, I said, it's silly American girl, and we all laughed. We all went, wah, wah, wah. And then we said, should we do it? And then laugh at her, and we thought that would be funny too, but we said, no, let's just laugh at her behind her back.
Was that actually something that I heard behind you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have you on speakerphone. Okay, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Olivier, stop that. She's listening in. She got it. Okay, I guess we can just laugh. Who cares?
One of them is running around right now with boobies drawn on the front of his shirt. He thinks he is hilarious. I'm very sorry.
Hold on. Catherine Deneuve wants to say something to you. Hold on.
Hello, Anya. This is Catherine Deneuve. We are so proud of you. Oh, my God. I cannot believe Catherine Deneuve herself is listening in. Oh, you're so stupid, American. Oh, God. We could do this all day long.
What I meant to say is Catherine said Deneuve. So she's like,
okay, so I take it that you will be at the next event then? You want to do it next time with more advance? Okay, well, thank you very much.
And so she calls Aja and she's like,
well, I'm a little overwhelmed. I just spoke to a brand and they said that January is too soon. And look, I know we said you could help me a little bit. I have a list, and if you're available to help me reach out to contacts, that would be great.
And Aja's pretty much like, well, you know, I did just quit my job, which we didn't actually tell you guys about that, but look on bravotv.com for the lost footage.
Yeah, for I was real, like, what the hell?
Also, I was like, I was also thinking, how funny is it that none of them even bother FaceTiming Casey? Like, they don't even do like a perfunctory, well, she's a cast member. Let's see what she's doing in Los Angeles.
We haven't heard anything. Like, how have we not seen Casey phone footage of like, I'm back home, which is like crazy. I know. I'm like trying to figure out this passport thing.
They just are like, bye. Yeah. They didn't even do something like, I thought maybe I could hire Casey so that way she could get a visa to come back to Paris. Like, nope.
Nope. Casey's nope. Just
she's
gone.
She's in LA.
Yeah. So then we see the camera goes down to Anya's shoes and her high heels are little lipsticks.
Yeah, her stilettos. Funny.
So then we go to Victoria and she's like, she's with her friend Charles and she says, I'm so grateful my friend Charles jumped on a train. We from bonded. Dallas. We're different than everyone there. But, like, we bonded over our love of fashion. You thought I was going to say cheese, didn't you? But it was no, fashion. It's like, fashion. It was, sometimes we'll make fashion out of cheese. But it's like, I don't have time to talk about that because I'm doing literally everything.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for my mom to get here, babes. But like, because like mom has never able to visit me when I was in Parsons. And like, she almost didn't make it to like my graduation. Not that I'm like holding anything against her because I love my mom. But we definitely had our ups and downs in the past.
And Charles was like, yeah, everyone has struggles, ups and downs, the past. And she goes, yeah, but like I pushed my mom out of my life. And I'm like her own child. And like she definitely built her life around me. Like she makes comments like, all my friends have babies. And like I still could have a baby or like find a donor or something. And he's like,
because
are future, you ever gonna shut the fuck up? Like, she doesn't stop.
Yeah, he literally goes, the future is now. You know, he was like, I don't know, I'll just say something like that. I saw it on a slip dress.
She just never stopped. She's like, yeah, well, most of the people from my town, they're like still there, but like, I moved to Paris, so definitely different than them, which is like nuts.
They love things like Fritos and they love things like Red Lobster, but the things that I love is fashion. So I had to go.
There was no one there that I bonded with over cheese. You thought I was gonna say fashion, didn't you?
Over in my hometown, when they get mad at people, they throw Cheetos on someone's head, but like I like to do pomfrites, so I had to come to Paris.
At home, they love Cheetos so much, they voted one as president.
That was surprisingly political for me.
He's like, so are you going to tell your mom you're dating girls? And she's like, like that causes anxiety because like my mom was so devastated by my divorce and one of her dreams is to be a grandmother. And like, I don't want her to feel like her dream is taken away. But it just might look different than the dream you have.
And then the doorbell rings, like, she like gets startled. And here comes her mom and it's Terry.
I made it. God.
Victoria goes, did you see Paris on the way over here? I'm like, Victoria, you're in Paris. You're I think in she saw it. Paris. She saw it, yeah.
The mom's like, boy, did I? You know what it reminded me of? A clean New Orleans. And boy, there were a bunch of sex shops. There was pizza, sex shop. More food, sex shop. Roller skating rink, sex shop. Sex shop. Sex shop. I say sex shop in between a sex shop and a sex shop. I mean, where's the zoning?
They have a giant penis right in the middle of the city, just sticking right up. You can see it from everywhere. Mom, that's the Eiffel Tower. Well, you could have fooled me. Big dildo if I ever saw one. Oh, excuse my language.
I mean, it's even leaning.
Mom, that's not even in Paris. I mean, did you see that giant cathedral there? They got two penises propping up a big sideways penis. And I saw it on the news. It caught on fire because it was so unholy.
I saw a big, long car even shaped like a penis. Mom, that's a bus. Well, still, it's a penis on wheels is what I call it.
And you ever see that river right through the middle of Paris? They got penises going right down it. Mom, those are the bateau mouches. Well, I never seen a penis you could float on, but you know what? I never been to Europe, never either.
I saw
either.
About 100 people walking down into a vagina, an actual vagina. Those are the subways, Mom.
Now, did you see that one boxy building that had a penis going up the side of it like a little escalator, but it was a penis? Mom, that was the Centre Pompidou.
Oh my God.
And what about that one penis that was so bendy it goes from one side and goes all the way over to the other side and you could walk right under it? That's the Arc de Triomphe, Mom.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So Victoria is like, oh, it's funny how like out of everything my mom is noticing, it's mainly just like sex shops. Yeah, she's horny.
I'm sorry when I'm done. I'm looking up penises now. That's all I can think about. I'm like, hold on, let me take a minute to look up some penises.
Well, all the men carrying penises down the street. Mom, those were baguettes. Although that, to be fair, that's probably the closest you've come so far. That's pretty close.
Oh my God, it's a talking penis.
Mom, this is just my friend Charles. Like, now you're just seeing penises everywhere. So she's like, yeah, Charles. Well, when she was at my mom's one weekend, she said, Mom, if I'm going to make a career out of this, I got to go to a fashion school. And I want it to be the best. Mom, the school's in Parsons. And then she said, no, Mom, guess what? Parsons is in New York. And then she said, guess what? Parsons is in Paris. I mean, could you imagine? Just fell on the... You couldn't have woken me up by slapping me in the face with a penis.
I mean, it was bad enough that I thought she was going to that city full of queers and queer buildings, and then she had to do the European queers, and I thought, wow, this is going to be quite a journey for me.
She's like, well, she was a single mom raising me, so like, I really want her to feel that every single sacrifice was worth it. You look amazing, Mom. She's like, well, thank you. And guess what? You're going to look just like this when you get older. And Charles is like, ha, 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 hot, hot.
So now we go to Anya's apartment, and she's there with Aja, and they're gonna work on this Maison Firestone event. And Aja didn't even bring her computer, which was very Casey of her. So, because Aja quit her job, so she's gonna do this. And so we find out that the Maison Firestone event is gonna be in a townhouse, and the vineyard is gonna be, I guess the wine's gonna be provided by Kristen and Fred, who we met a few episodes ago, and finalizing the chef, et cetera. And she's just talking about all these things that she wants to have there.
Well, I mean, my God. So this, Aja's like, okay, you know, what can I help with? And she's like, okay, well, I have to finalize headcounts. I need to find a chef, so I'd love you to find a catering company and a staff. Oh, is that all?
That's it. in Paris, which will be totally easy to do. Yeah, no problem. And then she says,
all you need.
And she goes, the art is going to be Dali, and it's very sexual and food-based, and there's a connection between the two. I'm going to work with the chef to create surrealist-inspired meal based off of Salvador Dali and these specific works. I'm like, listen, what you do is you make a bunch of pancakes, and you hang them off the side of the table, and you say, there it is. Melting clocks. Done.
Oh, so Aja's like, okay, so what about paying? What is that? Like, what about a payment plan? And she goes,
oh, well, I take a percentage of everything that is sold, so I can give you a 10% fee.
I'm like, 10% of 10% of the three lipsticks you're going to sell?
10% of 10% of $10. Congratulations, you two. So now we go to Sonia fucking Raquel, and it's Emily's there, and she does that thing where she knocks. She's like, "Hi, can I come in?" Because her supervisor Leah is sitting at her desk in her office. Of course, the cameraman's already in there, so Leah's already like, "Oh God, the fucking American twit's gonna come in here and talk about probably something
this
stupid
is
like
hilarious." Drippers. Yeah, and she's like leaning on her desk, looking like, "Okay, come in." You know, I mean, stupid fucking American again. So Emily comes in and she's like, can I come in? I just let you in, didn't I? Come in. Sit down.
Can I sit down?
For fuck's sake. Merde.
So she's like, well, seeing the pieces in the showroom, they're so beautiful. And like, I have so many that I just want to try on. Leo's like, no, you say that every day. No, I'm not falling on
this. This is not for you.
I see you with that stupid yellow tape measure in there. What is it?
I'm embarrassed to even let you walk in here. Please do not. So Emily's like, okay, so I want to ask you. So I've been working here for a few months and I love your showroom. Your showroom is so pretty, but I felt there's something missing, and I was like, it's the drapes. This room needs beautiful draperies, and I think the showroom will look beautiful with something like this.
And she shows her a picture, and it's just sheer. It's just shears. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's gonna be sheer and minimalistic.
And she keeps saying things like, well, you know, I come from an interior design family.
Well, that's like, a tough just, one. Coming like up House with of shears, Gucci, you know? White shears for a sheer room.
And Leah's like, well, maybe we can see different materials, fabrics. And she's like, if this works out, this could be the starting point I've been searching to bring my mom's business to Paris.
So she's just staring at her and she's like, what do you think?
And the lady's like, well, the showroom is small. It's why we don't have everything set up perfectly because it's temporary. You know, would you like to put a chair in U-Haul? Would you like this? This is what it is. So, but if we are going to do it, we need to do it quick for sure. Maybe tape some paper over windows. I mean, I don't know.
How about we just put drapery over you? And that way everything looks like it has draperies on it for you.
It's like, well, what I could do, I could order samples of different shears, and then we could see how it looks against the showroom.
She's like, uh-huh, yes, this is how you do.
Okay, oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for showing Sonia Riquel, the fashion house and tastemaker, what actually looks good. Thank you. Thank you, American.
Thank you for showing me what this is. Curtain.
Wow. Draperies, what a concept. I can't believe we never thought about it when we intentionally kept no draperies up.
She, oh my God, she really takes this and runs with it. Commercials, here comes one right now. Aja and Anya are walking into this very large department store and meeting this guy named Uber. He's in a long fur coat and he's got shaggy blondy gray hair.
I love him.
Welcome, mon chéri. Welcome to the store.
And he sees Anya and he's like, ooh la la, back to the 60s. And she's like, oui, yes, bien sûr. And she goes, oh, you're American, are you? And she goes, I'm a New Yorker. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. She says,
no, I'm a New Yorker. I'm not an American. I'm a New Yorker.
I get it now. Yeah. I get it.
It's like, oh, my apologies.
And Aja says, yeah, Huber is my friend's dad's friend. And he has a creative design agency that works with amazing brands. And so, like, he was behind the design of one of the biggest department stores in Paris. So...
yeah, so we're here. So Anya's just like, she's like, as an experiential art and brand marketing expert myself, who has a degree from the Anya Firestone University of Anya Firestone, I find this building spectacular. But honestly, it is. I wanted to be in that building so badly. It looked so amazing. Like, my bougie little heart just wanted to run through that place.
Yeah, it did. And the railings are all kind of this ornate, they look like vines made out of metal,
like an Art Nouveau.
And he's like, you know, you put the vine up here, but you also put it here because in the middle is the garden of the beauty of the things you see. And she's like, oh my God, the way that he took vines and then said it was like a garden, I mean, I want to give him an honorary degree.
Do you mind?
From AFU. AFU.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I set up a table in the middle of the store and then tell people everything here is for sale? Because it already sort of is.
Can you just make a dolly face? Just make a dolly face.
Could you play some Dolly Parton, actually? Do you have her here? We'll just make it a whole theme.
He's like, actually, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, Dolly Parton comes down the escalator. Hi, girls. I'm action American and I'm proud of it. That would be...
He's like blowing about the store, like, oh, look, we not only sell golf ball, we also sell dress, you know? And she's like,
Hubert understands how food design, fashion, child rearing, swim lessons all work together. He's very charming.
And Asha goes, yeah, this is like an upscale Walmart. And Hubert's like, good day, ma'ams. Madame. So they walk by a display of La Bouche Rouge, which is some sort of lipstick. And she's like, oh, I've actually pitched them to be part of the Maison Firestone event. And we're still waiting on their personal essay for AFU, but we do anticipate admission.
Oh, I do experimental art events, and the theme is Dolly. So I'm working with Dolly. And because lips are such a big part of it, I said, let's have La Bouche Rouge as part of it to do an immersive experiential experience with them.
And he's like,
okay.
What is an experiential experience with lipstick?
Okay, everybody, have that little caviar, and then we're putting on lipstick.
I know.
La Bouche Rouge, everybody.
We try wine and put on lipstick. So then she says to him, she's like, well, to say thank you for giving us this tour of your beautiful store, I would love for you to have a tour of the Louvre for me. And he's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, you think this man has not been to the Louvre? He is rich as fuck, and he's also French.
Yeah. He really needs you to explain the Louvre to him.
He needs
him,
the 29-year-old American girl to be like, and this here is the Mona Lisa.
But congratulations for everything you did today. I would like to honor you with the chance to be part of the Anya Firestone experimental experience of experiences.
Are you interested in singing? Because AFU does offer a quite good a cappella. We have many a cappella groups on campus. Very popular singing 80s songs. Like Take On Me.
Anya a cappella. Some people do call it AA, but I'll tell you what, no one drinks. Makes it easier to run a class.
So now we go to Victoria, and there's a girl modeling, and Jenny's there, right? I think Jenny's there.
Jenny's left.
So Victoria's like, oh, we should pin the skirt to her. We should pin it, right? And Charles is like, yeah, I think we should just do the skirt. So he starts, and she's like, there's 48 hours until we debut the collection, babies.
Jenny's like, hi, oh my god, so this is why you decided to take the sewing machine home. I guess you could have just done this at the office where you'd have more resources and I wouldn't have to come down to your shitty little place, but you know, here we are.
Are you hanging in there? Unlike every man I've ever dated because I work too much.
You know, I saw this slip dress hanging out of a dumpster the other day and it said, don't worry, be happy, and I thought... easy for you to say, slip dress. God, I wish I were slip dress sometimes.
My mom went sightseeing, and I really wish I could be there with her, but there's just so much work to do, and I think she's having fun. She just sent me a picture of a dog being walked and said, look, someone's walking a penis, so...
Oh, wait, here's another picture. It's her. Oh, she's at the Louvre, just like Anya recommended, and she said... crazy museum. They have a penis tip coming right out of from the ground in the middle of the courtyard.
Jenny's like, oh my god, I love your work. It is amazing. But she says it in that way that I don't believe anything.
She says it
Jenny just she seems to hate everything. I can't understand Jenny.
She says it in a way of, I'm gonna have to close down this label. Don't I know I have to close this down because this is so shitty that the only thing left for me to do is just be positive. Otherwise, I'll have a mental breakdown.
Yes, that is like,
that's
a very
all I have
good call.
Left. All I have left is that.
And she's like, so model person, do you feel comfortable? You know what? I don't like this dead center. Okay. Oh, I can re-sew it. No, I meant her belly button. So can we get something done about that? Really throwing the clothes off.
Well, there was something, I thought that Jenny was being passive aggressive here because she goes, no, I don't want her to show too much stomach. I don't want it to go up too high because to me, when you show that much stomach, it starts to look slutty, you know? And meanwhile, like, every outfit that Victoria's worn all season long is basically like a crop top.
Yes, and everything she's designed is
everything, right? Is to like show like navel and stomach. And so Jenny's like, yeah, because if you show too much stomach, you just look like a brazen hussy walking around Paris waiting for Gerard Depardieu to call you into his limo and bring you to the hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so Laura's like, oh my god, literally less than a week ago, this was all just a pile of fabric. Fabric! It was a pile of fabric, guys. Wow.
Wow, I wish I could have helped, but I guess I was just putting out all those fires that Joanne started because you hired him. Isn't that funny? Can't wait to talk to my mom about that.
Victoria's like, I just couldn't be more grateful for the team, guys.
So then they bring in the next model, and she's got like a skirt and a crop top type top. And it looks like ripped paper. I guess that's what they're going for. And Jenny's like,
it's gonna be so stunning when somebody talented shows up to finish it. That's gonna happen, right?
I'm blown away by how inadequate this is. Great.
So, I'm so happy I didn't have children to be embarrassed of their mother right now.
You know, I spent all those years avoiding spawning because I thought, man, that's going to be so many years of embarrassment and shame. Little did I realize I could experience that right now looking at what you've made.
And still feel so alone. Thanks, Victoria.
So alone. So now we go to Aja's apartment where she's cuddling with Alex on the sofa. And it's just like a little scene where we just see them cuddling, basically. And he's like, she's like, you're basically moved in. You want to talk to my landlord?
And Margo's fabric shopping with Maria. Maria's like, no.
But I like this color. She goes, oh, God, this color is so bridesmaid. It's like, it's very like bridesmaid, never the bride. You know, always bridesmaid, never the bride. And Marco goes, fuck you. That's like my vibe.
It's colorful and silky. So now we go back to Anya's house, and Anya calls Matthew, and she's like, Matthew, are you at the Ritz? Are you at the Ritz right now? And he's like, yeah. And she goes, La Bouche Rouge just called. They're on board for the Maison Firestone event. We got La Bouche Rouge.
Did you notice the painting of her and Mathieu sitting at a fancy bar, which I think is the Ritz? I mean, it must be, right?
Because really that's her obsessed thing. She's like,
we have met at the Ritz. We're going to have a painting commissioned of us sitting fancily at the Ritz.
Like, you know, she went just down to one of those caricature people.
Yeah.
Like, make it us, but at the Ritz.
I will pay you with Ritz crackers.
I love her.
So then she starts talking more about lips and lips.
When creating an event based on surrealism, so much is about the lips. I really needed the company who knows lips. The Bouche Rouge.
It's like, okay, you're going to need to start calling some other people. Because right now, it looks like taco and lipstick night.
I know. Okay? She's like, I have invited seminal 80s group of the one-hit wonder, Funky Town. Please welcome Lips Incorporated. Thank you.
Lisa Rinna might stop by the event.
And we will be showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, mainly so that way we can have the logo up.
Victoria's mom is just going to be like, God, even a whole event around little lipsticks and vaginas.
Oh, mom.
This
literal lipstick
town. So speaking of which, now we go to Emily's apartment where she FaceTimes her mom, who's also named Victoria. And Victoria's like, it's crazy right now. Stores are on back order. Materials are hard to find. Travertine, more expensive than you've ever seen before. God, New Jersey.
Thank God I've got a fainting couch here because I literally fainted on it. I mean, ridiculous. And Emily's like, wow. You're about to get busier. The mom's like, oh, God, what did you do? Are you in jail? What happened?
I know. Well, I did something. Well, you know how I told you that Sonia Raquel has new office space in the 8th? Well, I pitched us having us produce the draperies. And she's like, great job, baby. So what do we got, like 4 or 5 months to get this all organized? What are you thinking?
got about 6 years to hang drapes, right? But she does make it sound like,
you know, that office building, I just got it.
It's like, you got three windows in a tiny little three space. Drapes.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh my God, they're just like, let's do it, right, Mom? And
she tells us,
I came into this internship as a fashion intern, and now, somehow, I am approved to do the draperies to Brazilia Raquel, entire office building.
But wait, Mom. They want it all finished and draperied within the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's like, it's three windows, I think. What does that take, like, hanging 2 hours?
Fucking curtains. Oh my God. Did you do those yourself? Oh my God, in this office? These,
no, we called a task rabbit. But guess what? It took about 45 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Shears. They're even shears, man.
They actually are shears.
You're amazing.
So you're amazing.
You are up, Matt.
So Emily is... By the way, we got nice shades for one room. We did the shade store. It took 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm saying
we really need proof that you don't need 3 weeks.
I know. We're like, listen, call the shade store. So what? Who cares? Call the shade store. I don't see what's going on. I'm like Jill Zara now. Okay, here's what you do. You call up the shade store and you say, can you fly someone to Paris? Sonia Raquel needs shades. Okay?
Yeah. So Emily's like,
this is why I came to Paris in the first place. To pretend I'm here for fashion, but then trick people into buying drapes.
So she's like, Mom, but it's fashion week. We need to do it. She goes, how are you going to do this in 2 weeks? Can you push the deadline a little bit?
Of fashion week? No, Mom. It's fashion week.
I'm the one who asked for it in the first place. So now I'm going to be like, no, we can't do it on time. No, out of everything, our first job in Paris, this isn't just an apartment. It's Sonia Raquel, and this is their showroom.
And your mom, by the way, never hire this designer. The mom goes, the biggest hurdle? How are you supposed to get him up there?
I know.
How are you going to do that?
Do they even have ladders in France? I don't think so. I think that's an American thing.
You don't think that you and I could do it on our own?
She goes, I can't drill. Like, I'm not doing it. That's it.
You know what?
The line is drawn, okay? The line is drawn because it's not drilled, because I don't drill. Like, what am I?
I told you, I do love seats and credenzas. That's it.
Okay? I didn't go to school for that.
Drilling. What is this?
And she's like,
but Mom, no does not exist in my vocabulary.
No. There, I said it. Okay? They learned a new vocabulary word.
Here's one thing I can drill. The word no into your head.
Listen, you have to move. You have to measure. You have to get hardware. You have to shop in Paris. You have to find someone with a ladder. You have to teach somebody how to open the ladder. A person has to climb up the ladder. Where's the drill?
Do you know what the drill is? Did you leave the drill downstairs?
Do you even have a drill?
Do you have the drill bit?
Do you have a license to hold a drill?
Do you have a power source for the drill?
Do you have a cell phone outlets? For whoever you hire to call me so that I can say, I don't drill?
Do you have, is your cell phone charged? Because if it's not charged, you can't make that phone call. Is there an outlet for the cell phone? And if there isn't an outlet, you have to put one in, which brings us back. Can you drill in an outlet in the wall?
The lady who I bought blinds from was like, she gave me, well, one lady came over and she gave me this astronomical amount. And I was like, why is it so much? She goes, oh, well, you know, putting them up there. I use my son's company and my son is a hanger. And I said, a hanger? Like, what? That's his job? She goes, he hangs things. I'm so proud of him. He started his own company hanging things. So I was like, okay. So I was like, hey, do you hang TVs? He's like, yeah, $800.
What?
I was like, $800? He's like, well, I'm a hanger. I mean, you can call anyone you want, but
I'm a hanger. I got this degree at AFU.
It costs less to hang humans. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I'm sure those guys get paid, you know, minimum wage.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, just watch House of the Dragon. You'll see how sloppy.
I know. We've got too many House of the Dragon things. I'm like, wow, how much does a hanger make?
So now there's 21 hours until the Chloe Collette show. And it's 9 p.m. And Victoria, she's like, I have a big list of things that need to be done by tomorrow, babe. And so I like looked at the list and was like, belt loops on skirt, belt loops on skirt, belt loops on shorts, belt loop on dress, belt loops on skirt again, pant hook, hem, more pant hook, belt loops. I was like, you're just doing belt. I mean, I'm not saying you're just doing belt loops, but I just, everything's about belt loops.
I need less list making and more working. Cause did you notice her list? It's like perfectly.
It was written, perfect with little squares.
And she drew perfect little squares next to each thing. I'm like, you took the time to sit there and draw a little square. Get the fucking work, Victoria.
That could have been three belt loops. Okay. Three belt loops.
I was cracking up at that list. So she's like, well, I was hoping to have everything done like the day before the show, but like now we're sewing like the day of the show, babies. And it's just like later. I'm doing my best. Hold on, let me do Victoria Cam.
I just want to make sure I'm doing what looks best and not because I'm tired. And it's like 7:30 a.m. and it's still shocking that people were saying my name on the other side of a wall in Cannes.
It's hard. So then it's 6 hours till. And she's like, honestly, I don't think we should do the buttonholes, babe.
Babes, we'll just have to sew her into it, babes.
So her mom's all excited. She's like, what are you going to wear to your fashion show? Mom. Okay, I won't ask. What shoes are you going to wear? Mom. You got a sweater?
Yeah.
You wear a sweater or
what
jacket?
Sort of coat with the dress that you're going to do? Mom, I'm good. Okay, I don't need your styling questions right now. I'm under a lot of pressure. So please stay out of the line of fire. I love you so much. But and I'm so happy that you're here right now. But please let me do my thing right now, man.
She just keeps going and going. It's like, Mom, like you were walking around and I get it. Like you went to see Maris, but like I am a fashion show and like I have to keep doing my fashion. And like you're my mom, but like shut up already, like I'm sick of hearing it.
Like, jeez. Mom, I think it's like really cool that you got that like Euro Disney sweatshirt. Please don't wear that today, by the way, Mom, but like I'm not gonna wear the Mickey Mouse ears. Like, congratulations, Mom.
They're two dick ears. Two dick ears. So the mom's like, fine. You know, she just walks away.
I know. Jeez. Like, okay.
So then we go to the event space. It's 2 hours till. And Victoria's getting her makeup done. I'm like, I'm glad you got a stylist to put your cat eye eyeliner on. Yeah. That's like literally all you're putting on. She's like, this is so hard. Literally do not even have time to do my cat eyeliner, babe.
I know. I'm like, ma'am, maybe you should have watched Kel on Earth because you would have seen that Kelly Catrone, when it comes to when it's fucking fashion day, she's not putting on makeup. I mean, Kelly Catrone is basically just like,
she's like a piece of granite, you know?
Well, her whole thing is like, it's not about me, but Victoria is like in glam with her cat eyes again.
Yeah.
So then Margot shows up and she's got like her supermarket flowers and she's walking. First she meets Terry. She's like, oh, hi, you're the mom. Yes, I am. I certainly am the mom. And then Joanne walks in also.
And you know that Joanne waited to see her coming in so he could walk in at the exact, I mean, they walk right in, you know, facing each other, walking towards each other, both with flowers. And Margo's like, oh my God, of course we arrive at the same time. And he has this like big ass bouquet of flowers. And I have this like suck ass bouquet.
Well, actually, it was supposed to be a larger bouquet, but like halfway through, I said, just give me those flowers. I don't want to wait for the whole thing.
It was
to be
like
made.
Bigger, but I was on my way here and it was like so heavy. I just put half the flowers down.
This just in, there was a 3-car pileup. A Citroën swerved into a Peugeot trying to avoid a half bouquet in the middle of the Champs-Élysées.
Cabby says he thought he was about to hit a child flamenco dancer.
One eyewitness said, yeah, I saw it all happen under that big arch of penises. The lady then went off to the Chloe Collette show.
And she said, wow, I've never spoken into a penis before. Thank you for interviewing me.
Now, excuse me, I have to walk over one of these many penises that's strewn across the Seine.
So the mom's like, oh my God, this is my first time out of the country. And she said, Mama, I want you to be pampered. But I didn't think she meant the whole time. Look at this.
The person doing the hair is like, actually, I'm just a caterer, but I just cannot see your sad American hair, so I'm trying to fix it.
And how did she pamper you anyway? She's like, hi, Mom, get the fuck out. I'm not spending any time with you. Walk around alone.
I know. So Joanne goes and hugs Margo and he goes, hi. And
oh, hi.
Oh, I love his hi.
Hi.
And so they're like, it's like, hi. And then he goes, so
We're both French.
And she goes, actually, I'm French and American. I'm a mix. And he goes,
oh, okay.
Okay. I was trying to help you, but you just insisted on putting the American part in there.
Okay.
I love how he moves his shoulder, like, slowly towards you.
Okay.
Okay. So Margo's like, yeah, well, Victoria has been telling me that Johan's been dropping the ball at work like a half bouquet. And, like, he's been late, he's been unprofessional, and he should just be happy that he has the opportunity to even grow from a confrontation, because some people just get fired. So I heard. I never really had a job, so I don't, I've never really seen that happen.
And she's like, you must be so proud of her. He goes,
I feel like we have not met yet.
She goes, yeah, well, we've probably heard a lot about each other. I mean, I'm sure, right? And he goes,
Girl. And she goes, well, I heard only good stuff about you, except for one situation. And he goes, which one?
Oh, you heard bad thing? What have you heard?
What do you think?
I don't know.
That one thing you guys had.
What thing?
You know, that fight.
What fight?
What is the fight? What is this? What do you say, fight?
What?
Comment dit on fight?
What is it?
What do I say?
What is it?
How do you say fight? What is it? And then he's like, what? What one thing? And then it cuts to Victoria being, don't you ever fucking bring up that shit again! And like French fries on his head.
And she goes, don't play dumb. And he goes,
okay.
She's like, is this guy being real? Because, like, I brought up the fight because I want him to know that Victoria told me what he has done. And I want him to know that I know. And that Victoria is my homegirl. And I will always have her. God, I'm exhausted. Like, so, could someone make this sentence shorter and just call me when you're done?
Could someone have Victoria's back and just let me know? And I'll just say, hey, Maria, have her back. And that way I'll say I did it.
So finally, he's like,
oh, Victoria told you about that, huh?
Yeah. And then Yuan just, like, swishes his head away, like, victim of gossip. So then he's like, Marco's like, yeah, she was really upset with how she reacted. She felt bad. And he's like, well, we moved past it. And she's like, oh, you have moved past it?
Just like you with any employment office, we have moved past it.
Well, and she's like, Yuan's like, she told you different? She's like, no, she didn't tell me any differently. She's like, he goes, oh, okay. I'm like, are you guys argue? You guys seem like you're trying to argue, but you can't quite get there.
I know. They're both trying to start. She keeps trying to start, and he won't engage, so she gives it up, and now he's trying to engage. He's like, I'm going to engage now. So she goes, okay, well, good. And he says,
I feel like you have moved here, and then you have hijacked.
And she's like, hijacked?
He goes, yeah, hijack my friendship to her. You know, like, hijack.
She's like, what do you mean? That sounds like it takes a lot of work.
Well, I mean, we used to be like that.
And he crosses his fingers. And
that.
He's like, but then we're like that. And he moves his fingers apart.
But then you were here, and then we're like that. And then you two are like that.
It's like doing shadow doing puppets.
It's like, wait a minute, is that a bunny shadow puppet hopping in a forest?
Marco's trying to follow both the fingers. Oh my God, this is so hard. The fingers are wide, then small, then wide again.
Stop trying to hypnotize me.
Listen, we're really close. I share friends. And he's like, I'm just telling you that you guys spent a lot of time together.
And she's like, this might be a conversation you have to have with Victoria. He goes, I don't think.
Well, it's not bad for her to have a good friend.
Of course, like me. But you.
Let me remind you, fingers wide, fingers close.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers wide again.
Fingers then going crossed. Left, right, but angles look like little antenna.
You are like thumb up.
Fingers pointing at each other and poking.
You are thumb crossing and other fingers flying in air like butterfly.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Look inside. There are the people.
I know that one. Shut up, Mom.
Margo, not in the church, people.
she just stares him down and he's like,
He just looks at her. He's like, and walks off.
Wow. I guess mostly American as opposed to French American.
So then Victoria's like, so doing the Project Runway thing when it's like 60 seconds until the runway show. So she's like, my hands are shaking so bad, babe. I promise I won't poke you at all, model. Because she's sewing the model in.
Yeah, she's like, I still have 3 pieces to sew the models in too. Like, I need more time. I don't know what to do. And Jenny comes over to her while she's sewing the girl up. And she goes, is that blood?
Like the blood, sweat, and tears I've put into this? She's like, no.
Is that the blood of which I'm the last of in my line since I'm never having children because of this job?
She's like, no, it's makeup, but it's not even her color. And that was the cliffhanger.
This show, I was cracking up. Emily's whole journey to like, I should do some curtains, to being like, I am designing every curtain in Paris.
The curtain queen of the Seine.
I've made it.
Oh, so funny. Thanks, everyone, for being here and for listening to this ridiculous recap. We'll be back with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait. We sure will. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleon.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.